Greetings and welcome, everyone. I am May Ruth, your host of Your Wild Soul Reflection. If you've been following the many episodes that I've been doing over the last 4 days, well, this is actually the fourth day, you already know that I am right now dealing with creating a series, a mini series, called The Equinox Journey. What I am doing is relating thematic ideas and prompts from the work of my friend Bindi Shah of Letters to Your Soul. Each season, for the last few years, she has been creating a ritual where she creates various words, or she sits and basically she channels words that spread over 14 days and take us toward the equinox. I decided, and I became very inspired to do this. I said, well, why not take a look at a bit of astrology, a look at creative thoughts, ideas, and basically connect with the words that she offers for these 14 days. So far, I have created scenarios or vignettes on seeds, wisdom, the word renew, and today I'm going to talk about radiant, the word radiant. What does the word radiant mean? Now, this one was interesting because I had to sit and reflect for a bit on how to convey the thought about the word radiant. And I first started with looking at other words that's kind of described the word radiant. And I came up with sparkle, to glow, to shine, to release light. And I further then had to ask myself, well, how does radiant present itself in terms of each person? And as I pondered and reflected, I suddenly had an image of a candle. Most people love to light candles, particularly if you're in a dark area, a dark room, and you watch the radiant and the radiation of the candlelight glowing in the room. And as I thought about this, I then turned and went to my astrology connection for a second, and I thought about I'm thinking about two planets that are in conversation with each other right now. Currently, we have Mars in Aquarius having a major conversation with Uranus in Taurus. And the way they are connecting with each other is what's called a square. But as I begin to reflect on the square energy between Mars and Uranus, I said, okay, Mars is how we take action. Mars is the planet or the guiding planet of Aries. And Aries is a fire sign. It's a fire element. Uranus, by definition, is the guiding planet for Aquarius, which is an air sign. But right now, Uranus is sitting in the earth sign of Taurus. Now, there's something really interesting about these two at this particular time. This squared aspect, the square is an energetic form that causes two elements or two signs that are in different elements to have to really have a deep communication with one another. Mars, it, as I said, is the action-oriented aspect within our astrological charts. Uranus is the way in which we step into the freedom loving, the liberation, the way of, in many instances, being kind of radical about whatever it is that we are perceiving in a situation or circumstance or with other people. Now, when we put these two planets together in two different elements, we get energy. And as I was thinking about it, when these two are together, there's a radiant energy that is created. And right now, since they are in a squared position with each other, they are creating a radiant energy that can actually help us to unleash things that may have been binding in our lives. They can help us to go forth and be creative in projects and be open to new ideas in different ways. So putting these two planets together in an interesting way becomes the definition of radiant. I further was thinking that to be radiant is to be soul inspired, to be creatively open. When you or I are radiant, we also automatically have the ability to wake up other people from the deep sleep of unconsciousness that we can sometimes find ourselves in. We can help others to embrace their natural radiant self. Also, when we are playing in a radiant space, we reveal ourselves to be joyful. We reveal ourselves to be self-loving. And we often understand the path of truth a lot better. So the natural outcome of being radiant brings us to also being magnetic. And when we're magnetic, that means when we desire, when we wish, when we set an intention, and we are radiant, we generally can bring, we attract things to ourselves very, very easily. When we're radiant, we also have the ability for clearer inner vision, which is very important, because to be radiant is like being one with the sun. And I want to go back just for a second. I mentioned that Mars and Uranus are squared to each other, but there is a certain degree point. They are both squared at 19 degrees. And from numerology, this is called the Prince of Heaven degree. And it's also the 19th card of the tarot. And when we think about the sun, it symbolizes the very essence and fire and spirit that is unique within each one of us. So radiant, to be radiant means that we have to open to fully trust ourselves enough to feel connected with who we are. To be radiant is from the inside out. It can never be given by anyone else. So I encourage you during this equinox journey, take the opportunity to embrace the radiant you that is calling this spring. Thank you so much for listening. And tomorrow I will be returning with the next word from Soul Whispers. Bye for now, and much love.